5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
If you completely base your identity, your being, on what you think you are. But like I said, it's just a picture right now, yes? But just sometimes make it very simple. Jump out of yourself and be the director. Be the director of this avatar. And then it just opens another perspective. Because in that moment, you just realize it's like a movie. Not everything is always positive, but in the moment where there are times of struggle, still not being caught inside your own creation, identity, illusion of the self, different expressions for that. It's a very helpful way of thinking. Let's put it like this.
That gnawing feeling that you've outgrown your social circles isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong. And the hardest part about quitting your current path is explaining your decision to people still walking down that path who deemed it good enough. It takes everyone a different amount of time to realize your friends, family, and spouse's realistic advice was just their own fear masquerading as reality. And you don't need to make the same trade-offs they decided were worth it. Different goals, different paths.
And a year from now, it's gonna happen like that. And who is your future self? 1 year from now, who is it? Just like everyone's out of here, go party Saturday night. They're not willing to sacrifice. I'm like the lone survivor in here. You know? Tonight will be over with two. Tomorrow I'll be stronger for it. Another day will go by. 365 and then happen so fast. Who are you going to be in a year from now? And in a year from now, does that future person hold regret or pride?
There comes a day, man. Everyone's gonna have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man, and you look back, go, God, I could have been great.
You won't ever regret giving more, trying harder, where more is earned. Regret lives in hesitation, in what could have been.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And that's just real. At the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. If you want to be happy, you have to love yourself, which means you have to discipline your behavior. Self-discipline is the center of all material success. Cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
So if you want to have a conviction for something, you have to sign up to be inconvenienced. We're trying to find convictions and passion and breakthrough on the inside of our box. Or when you realize that the box doesn't even exist, everything is possible. What if you do? What if the God that we call God, the divine, whatever your faith is, what if there's no partial? It's not going to give me a hookup and I give you one. Not going to give me an option and I give you one. I'm just going to go after it. If I die, I'm going to die on the treadmill, like Weston said. I'm going to be on the treadmill running. You know, I'm just not going to stop because I believe all things are available to us. I'm just willing to go after it. Are you willing? And then that is so disruptive because then you got to make a decision.
Being grateful is such a powerful thing. And it's hard to be angry or upset when you're living in gratitude. It's hard to be frustrated, mad, or resentful, or any negative energy when you come in from a voice of gratitude. But when we are guarded or put on a persona or we try to look perfect all the time, we get caught in perfection prison, and we are trapped by this perfectionism, this approach, which also holds us back from ever launching something, from ever putting something out there, putting our music, our art, because it needs to be perfect. And so a lot of people don't create or put it out there because it's not ready. It's never ready for that.
People have a tendency to care more about what others are thinking about them than what their soul is. And so they live from, what is so-and-so going to think of me? What's my mother going to think of me? What's the society going to think of me? Putting in a paradigm of scarcity and lack, you tear people down. If you're living in a paradigm with abundance and opulence is enough for everybody, you cheer people on. So your success makes me happy.
You're trying to do 4 things. You're trying to protect, prove, hide, defend. If you wake up every day and say, I have nothing to protect, I have nothing to prove, I have nothing to hide, I have nothing to defend. Now, who do I choose to be? See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home. We'll go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do. That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy. The human spirit doesn't care what's happened to your family. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. Your family may have been broke, or you may have been betrayed, or you may have a divorce. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command for tomorrow?
There's 2 voices that we all have. There's a first voice that tells you the next step, and it can only tell you the next step. So this first voice, that voice that we hear in our body, what will I also become if I'm willing to make a mess? But also it's my calling. It's something in me that says, I need to do this. So that's the first voice. But we've trained ourselves to ignore this voice and listen to the second voice that I believe is a collection of the average society.
It starts with a willingness to persist long after it's boring. It starts with the ability to think about those people that you really want to serve when you're scared and have no idea how you're going to pull it off. But you chose to believe that you could do it. You chose to believe that. And because you chose to believe that, you were able to achieve excess.
And inside, everyone has a destiny, right? Beautiful destiny. The soul is calling us to be great beings, to be great lights, to live fully. And oftentimes people will dim their light in order to fit into someone else's paradigm and end up with crisis, end up with disease, end up with prolonged sadness.
It's not keeping score, your brain is keeping score, because your brain is designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you gotta just listen to your soul.
To recognize that it doesn't have to be pinned to some great external thing that happens, because a lot of times these external things that happen, there's so much buildup from when they happen. There's that moment, but then there's also the letdown that comes at the end of it because you've been working towards it, singularly focused on it, and then there's this lull that comes. Really, so much of what's available to us just happens in the quiet in-between moments.
The ones you get out of your mind or become aware that people are going to talk about you either way, and at the end of the day, you are different because you wasn't fit, then you going for it. Actually brings out latent powers and gifts and talents within you that can't come to bloom unless you go for it.
One way or another, we got to get to that state where we just really love our lives, love each other, and enjoy this thing. You know, so many people are living in a hell, like this beautiful world is hell for them. They're suffering. No matter where they go, they got to bring themselves with them. And if you're that person, it doesn't matter. It's hell anyways. Like, let it burn. But when you love it, then really love it, then it's a different thing.
I believe you are purpose. I believe you are purpose. You're created for a purpose. Like, we know the statistics, it's like a 0% chance of you being you. You are that. So when you operate from there, it gives you that confidence that I am that. It's not something I've searched for. You can take your life wherever you want it to land.
When you're going for a goal, it's not just achieving the goal. It's actually who you're becoming. And then your new becoming, you have a different vibration.
So it is crucially important that we do enjoy ourselves. We've got to. Otherwise, like, what's our motivation? What's our motivation to do anything if we don't love her?
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Pine does not align with that thought. Right? Time is a scarcity. Right? If we think in terms of time, a man-made construct, by the way, we only have so much time. Ah, I'll be happy when I graduate. I'll be happy when I get my first job. It goes on and on. Guess what? When you attach your happiness to an outcome based on time, that time will never come. You need to, in order to be happy, enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of your potential. That's happiness. Enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. And you got to know what your potential is. What do you want? You need to consistently, every day, persistently, without quit, enjoy that pursuit. Why consistency? I think consistency is the most important thing, because consistency elevates your awareness. What's the lesson? Don't limit your point of entry. Consistently, persistently pursue your potential and enjoy it. That's all I did.
And so there has to be this point in your life where what you want is so much greater than where you are. You're in such discomfort. In other words, the gap between what you're dreaming of, what you're destined to do, what you're capable of, you're aware of it compared to where you are. That tension between the two has a pull power to it, right? I really believe that. At the end of your life, you're going to get introduced to the person you could have been, you were destined to be, that he made you to be. And so I'm chasing that dude. Every day I'm chasing that dude. That's the pull power for me. I took the comfortable road. The comfortable road will never lead you to the person you are destined to be, ever in your life. And so if you don't become obsessed with chasing that person, you end up never meeting it.
Put an unfair pressure on people to have a vision, right? And I think that's true. We're not all Steve Jobs and we don't all have big world-changing visions, to your point. I do believe, however, you can find a vision, right? In other words, it doesn't have to be yours. It can be someone else's. We found Martin Luther King. We found Mahatma Gandhi. We found Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, the visionaries. And people go, I love his vision. Right? You don't have to have a vision, but I do believe you have to find one.
Some of y'all have a habit of dreaming within your bank account. Some of your thoughts and visions are so big and so outlandish and so powerful and amazing, you'll end up talking yourself out of that dream from saying, I can't afford that. I came here to remind you that when people laugh at your visions and ideas, it's only because they don't have their own visions and ideas around what they're supposed to do with their life or their careers. People that don't have any dreams for themselves, they tend to be dream killers. People that don't have their own visions, they become vision killers. They want nothing more than to talk you out of your own visions. They don't have dreams for themselves. They don't have any hopes. But I want to remind you to continue to dream and dream big.
So at any time, if you feel happy or unhappy, miserable, joyful, ecstatic, in a state of agony, doesn't matter what happens, what is your experience, pleasantness or unpleasantness? Just to know that it's happening from within, and it can only happen from within. You can either take external stimuli or you can create your own stimuli, but essentially it happens from within. This one thing, if it is not grasped, when you feel miserable, if you think it's this one, you're gone. It's not going to work. This one basic fundamental thing is something that almost 90% of the humanity is always doing it wrong. Whenever they feel miserable, They think it must be this one or that one or that one or that one. Now, all human experience is generated from within. The harder you try, the further away from it you go. First thing is to bring balance. Once there is balance, then you can build a tower on top of this.
So many of us are operating on patterns where we're trying to get needs met through other people that we have to focus inward first. We have to be able to fulfill ourselves, meet our own needs authentically before I can then authentically present them to another person. The world doesn't need another perfect person. The world needs you. And you're trying your best. You're doing what you can. And, you know, I think it's really important that you cut yourself a break and that you stop thinking that you have to be perfect. There are going to be days where you feel so underwater, and that's okay. You'll get through it. You'll figure it out. And you've got to understand that it's not about being perfect. It's about just being you.
The mind's like, I want to be in charge of you. I don't want you to be in charge of me. So it tells you, let's just stop right here. But once you start breaking through that barrier and start breaking down that governor, the governor that you've put in your mind, did we forget we are in control of our mind? We believe it's the other way around. No, we put in our minds what we should do. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. We're good, this sucks, but it's okay.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're gonna have to go through hell. Worse than any nightmare that you ever dreamed.
But I would say, bring it on.
Then I often say to people, you're gonna have pain one way or the other. Which pain would you like?
The most important question to ask is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for?
To me, a fight is not a fight into this resistance, to this something to overcome.
If you gaze into the abyss long enough, you see the light, not the darkness.
But in the end, I know you'll be the one standing.
And every day you wake up, it sucks,
And when it's over, you feel better. It sucks, you feel better.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works. And the truth is, the price of progress is pain.
The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Go for the discipline because it weighs ounces. The regret weighs tons.
And unfortunately, resilience matters in success. I don't know how to teach it to you except for I hope suffering happens to you.
The greatest people on the planet have suffered the most. Suffering is not bad. I'm suggesting suffering is awesome. The ego runs from suffering because it's the death of the ego. But I believe pain, difficult times, failure, loss is purification and preparation for personal heroism.
At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes.
There comes this time in everyone's life where, you know, destiny taps you on the shoulder and he says it would be a shame if you weren't ready when that happened.
And I think like when your dream is so big, when you have something, it's hard to give up. You know, like you get to the point that you're capable of risking more for just a dream.
Pain is part of success. Just convert pain into a positive thing. Success is not coming on a silver platter. You need to work for it. The moment you are working for it, that's how you undergo pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pain in your body and pain in your mind, thinking. No. But at the end of it, you'll enjoy.
My point was that a life without pain is a life without challenge. And a life without challenge is a life without growth. So not only do I embrace the challenge, embrace the pain associated with challenge and growth, but I even look forward to it in many regards. I invoke, please, give me some challenges here because I need to be tested. I need to be stronger. I need to grow in my resolve with whatever weakness is in my character. Pain is a beautiful thing. Challenge is what life is about. A life without challenge, a life without pain, is a life without growth. And where there is no growth, there's stale, stagnant energy.
Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are. Sometimes it's so bad, we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
Overcome the suffering means it's gonna be there. You're gonna lose your mother. You're gonna lose your father. You're gonna lose animals and humans that you love. It's going to happen. You're gonna lose money, and at the same time, people are also gonna hurt you, even though you don't even know what you did wrong. Things like this are going to happen in this lifetime. To wait for better times to come where the world will be completely in peace and you can walk peacefully over the street, never having the fear that somebody's gonna come and do something to you. It's not gonna happen. If we don't create the better times, nothing's gonna happen.
When it comes to desiring a life, looking at, okay, what is it that I want? You need to be very, very careful about what the process is in order to get the outcome that you want. Because if you want the outcome, but you're not prepared to live the life needed to get it, you're just asking for disappointment.
If you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting. So a lot of people can take one more step, but they choose not to. I don't know if you can take two steps. You got to answer that question after you take the first step. But I can always take one more step. So if I choose not to, that's on me. But I got to live with that.
Most people live because most people's lives are designed around treading a path that is void of challenge. The minute they recognize challenge or pain, they move the other way. But a weak perspective. Most people are bored if you ask them. That's because they're living their lives in a lie that is shrouded in comfort. It doesn't exist. They're not challenged, they're not growing, they're bored and they're better off dead. Your aliveness is found in your pain. Embrace it love it, and grow from it.
How do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times, Les? You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That it's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. A lot of things are going to happen that will catch you off guard. And so therefore, you've got to deal with and handle it as it comes. And not only that, but that faith and patience drives you into action.
Whether it's adversity, whether it's suffering, whether it's pain, if you choose to run towards it, who you become on the other side of it is a newer, higher, more transcendent version of you.
My mentality when I do start to be like, damn, this is a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that's what it's supposed to feel like. If you are going toward what the vision look like, and that's like greatness. That's, you know, on multiple levels. That's the vision that I'm working toward. So I'm like, I just think about that. Like, it ain't supposed to feel, you know, comfortable. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's supposed to stretch you. It's supposed to be a burden to a degree. And you gotta, you know, wrap your mind around that and accept it and embrace it, and you catch the wisdom off of that.
I even miss the pain. That's why I even try and tell people, like, just embrace the struggle, though, because one day it's going to be done. I look back on them times and actually somehow miss them still.
Progress is pain. Most people do not want to experience pain. They like comfort. So if you want progress, you must be willing to, in the process, experience pain, so that you may achieve your goal.
Heroes and villains always have the same backstory, pain. The difference is what they choose to do about it. Villain says, the world hurt me, I'll hurt it back. The hero says, the world hurt me, I'm not gonna let it hurt anybody else. Heroes use pain, villains are used by it.
Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
So there is a difference between something shows up in your lifetime and you are ignoring it. You are avoiding it. You're trying to run away from it. And you face it. You face the anger, you face the fear, you face the jealousy, you face the pain, you face what you don't like, you face the fact that you are out of your comfort zone. Why? Because you know that once you have overcome it and find a solution for it, it's solved for this lifetime.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's going to be things that come along that flatten you so hard you won't believe it. And you're not happy then. And so if life is to be happy, boy, in those situations, what are you doing? Why even live? But life isn't to be happy. If you're happy, you're bloody fortunate, and you should enjoy it. You should, because it's the grace of God, so to speak. With regards to meaning, well, have a choice. Choice number one, nothing you do means anything. The alternative is everything you do matters. Really, if you make a mistake, it's a real mistake. If you betray someone, you tilt the world a little more sharply towards evil rather than good. It matters what you do. Well, if you buy that, then you can have a meaningful life.
I want people not to be afraid to be themselves, no matter what circumstances they're in. Your situation doesn't define who you are. You define who you are. Our lives is about feeling good, not about just who we are, about just feeling good about everything is supposed to feel right.
Mindset I'm defining as what's possible in your life, right? Think about the area that you're not making progress in, and mindset is the set of assumptions and attitudes we have around something, around how the world works, especially what we believe is possible, what we believe we're capable of, what we believe we deserve.
If you're suffering, you are obligated, in a sense, to hold on to whatever rope someone throws you. Don't sacrifice your stability. Assuming you want to get better, there's usually something you could figure out that would constitute a step towards some sort of concrete goal. Small accruing gains that repeat are unbelievably powerful. And look at your life and you can see what isn't right about it. I mean, all you have to do is look. And then you can start to fix that. The way you fix it is by noticing what you could in fact fix.
Luck is a part of all of our lives to a certain degree, both good fortune and bad. But by definition, you don't have control over luck. And your habits also matter. And I think that the reason they're so worthwhile to focus on and understand is that they're the portion of your life that you can influence that also determines your outcomes. It's not just luck, it's not just habits, but one of those you have control over.
There's a difference between knowing something and walking it. In your heart and your body. And so what keeps us from mastery sometime is this idea that, oh, I know this already. You know, go get to the other stuff that you're really holding back. But it's the fundamentals that the masters get really good at. And if you ask yourself, how come I can never do this, or how come I can never be this person, or how come I can't earn this money, your brain's going to find evidence to support that. If you knew how truly powerful your mind was, you wouldn't say or think something you didn't want to be true.
Because we see things so often in front of us the way that it should be done, and it imposes a kind of barrier through what people know and see, a familiarity. But maybe you can change something within you that can be just outside a new set of axioms, some new skill set that will take you further.
Your outcomes in life are often a lagging measure of your habits. A lot of the time people talk about, you know, I want to have more money, or I want to lose weight, or I want some kind of results. But the truth is, your bank account is a lagging measure of your financial habits. Your weight is a lagging measure of your eating habits. Your knowledge is a lagging measure of your learning and reading habits. And so it's actually, we think the thing that needs to change is the bank account or the test score or the number on the scale, but actually the thing that needs to change are the habits that precede those outcomes.
Whatever you've done up to this point, all that it really is a duplication, it's a reproduction of what you believe subconsciously that you deserve and what's possible for your life.
Mindset is the area of possibility. The mindset really is the what and the who you are. They say the two most powerful words in the English language are the shortest, I am. Because whatever you put after that is your life, is your destiny.
It means responsibility. It means that the decisions you make are important. It means that when you do something wrong, it's wrong. Well, do you want that?
Is the first thing that keeps us from doing something is the mindset we don't deserve it, or it's not possible, right? The second force that keeps us stuck, which is your motivation. And motivation for me is not something where you get really excited. I believe there's a formula for sustainable motivation. And it's these three things. This is the formula to be motivated. It's reasons times energy times small, simple steps.
But usually when you get what you thought you wanted, the fire goes away. So if there's anything, just find joy in what you do for the sake of it. And then recognize how you're being shaped in the process. And hopefully you become a better mentor.
Every action you take is kind of like a vote for the type of person you want to become. If you master the right actions, if you can master the right habits, then you can start to cast votes for this new identity, this desired person that you want to be. It's kind of like true behavior change is really identity change, because once you've changed that internal story, it's way easier to show up each day.
Happiness is a side effect. It's not a thing in itself. It's something that comes upon you. It's like an act of grace in some sense. You cannot will yourself to be happy. The most effective means of pursuing the good life, which is not the same as pursuing happiness, is to adopt something like a stance of maximal responsibility.
You have to have the truth to have a starting point.
If you want to know what makes people happy, write down progress equals happiness. Think about it. You can achieve everything in the world and still go, is this all there is? You can achieve something and be excited, but for how long? The only way you stay happy and excited is to keep growing.
It's like life is hard. It's a crucifixion. That's right. And so it's no wonder they think that. It's like, okay, fine. First of all, we're going to take it seriously. Yeah, you're suffering and adrift, and you have your reasons. Despite that, there's more to you than you think. And you know that too.
Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. All right, I'm not real smart. I have no courage. I have no self-esteem. I have no nothing. Nothing. That's my starting point. Now we can move from there. But if I tell myself I'm strong, I have courage, I'm smart, and all these are lies, you continuously push that starting point backwards. So that starting point is the truth.
Progress is everything. If you're making progress on your body, progress in your mind, progress in your emotion, you're gonna feel happy. When you get there, you feel excited. But again, for how long? A year? No. Because we're not made to just sit and, you know, be successful. We're made to grow. We're made to, and as we grow, we have something to give.
We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished. Rest at the end, not in the middle. And I took that to heart.
You envision something, you got clear about it, and then you start thinking about all the reasons why you wanted it.
Your being is limited and flawed and fragile, this immense potential, but constrained in this tiny little living space. But the fact that you have limitations means that the plot of your life is the overcoming of those limitations, and that if you didn't have limitations, well, there wouldn't be a plot, and maybe there would be no life. And so that's part of the reason why perhaps you have to accept the fact that you're flawed and insufficient, and live with it and consider it a precondition for being.
Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Once you put away your phones and your computers, your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death, real life shit. You're alone, but there's 24 hours in the day when you're alone in this brain, and your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways, and it wants to control you, pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control. If not, it's over.
Courage is also physical. Again, courage does not mean you're not afraid. Courage means you're afraid, but you do it anyway.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm tired, Alfred.
I ran a quarter mile and walked home. I walked home and sat on my couch and cried.
You need to love pain. Love it. You need to love it. If not, stay where you are.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up.
What I've learned is to always keep going.
Everybody has a turn back moment.
You only lose when you give up.
You don't start things and not finish them.
I should put the past behind me.
Let me be very clear. I'll never give up.
It's much harder. It takes much longer than what people expect.
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never f***ing quit, in the end, you will succeed.
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, I'm done. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, Yo, yesterday, I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder.
I will win, I will win, I will win. When that negative voice pops into your head and tells you that you don't have it in you, that you should give up and go back to your old ways, that you don't have any chance at succeeding, you must tell yourself that you will win, as conviction is one of the greatest powers that you possess.
But if you want to see if you're a brave person, what they call the 4 o'clock in the morning courage, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me.
Life is a storm, my young friend. You will bask in the sunlight one moment, be shattered on the rocks the next. What makes you a man is what you do when that storm comes.
You know, there have been times, particularly early in my career, where it just feels like this is the end. But what I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Your failure, and then your getting back up. The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. And the man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. Thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen.
When you're afraid of something, you have to master it. That's how you start to overcome it. So what I realized, when I get to that point where I want to quit, everybody, they get to the point where they want to quit. This is what happens. The mind tells you, let's go home. This is not right. This is that. If you cannot answer the questions at that moment, because your mind's going to start giving you all these questions. And if you can't answer them, you're going to quit.
It's all about heart and spirit. And we can all have that. That's not a God-given talent. That's a muscle that builds with walking through the door of failure time and time again and keep getting back up. You know, so I like that.
For that reason, a lot of people quit before it actually starts to happen for them. And the problem with that is that when those people buy into that and then they go out there and they get their face kicked in, they blame themselves. They say, well, I must have been doing it wrong, or I don't have what it takes. And that's just not true. You're just not understanding the game. The difference between what it actually takes and what you think it takes for most people is almost polar opposites. So you have to reframe your expectations into how hard it's going to be and how long it's going to take. And you have to focus on building yourself into someone who can accomplish that mission.
You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're gonna do it to try and be the best. Not be better than other people, be the best for you.
I kept saying this to myself on repeat. There is no way, Mel, if you've worked this hard, that you will not be rewarded. You have to believe.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals.
Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That this moment is preparing you for something amazing that hasn't happened yet. Keep going. You have to believe that this moment is preparing you for something amazing that hasn't happened yet. Keep going.
I'm clear on what this path is supposed to look like. And these rocks and these dragons are things that I'm going to have to slay along the way to get the princess or get the treasure. I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else would follow.
The great expression of courage is to persist in the face of adversity, but to persist when things really get rough, to be able to pick yourself up and pick yourself up over and over again. And believe me, if you decide to go for the goal in your life, you're going to get knocked down over and over and over and over again. Every single week, you're going to have heartaches and disappointments and frustrations and setbacks and obstacles. But without those obstacles, no success is possible. You see, the only way we can be successful is if we develop momentum. And we cannot develop the momentum unless we are struggling with obstacles. And struggle with adversity goes hand in hand with all great success.
If there's someone right now feeling lost, there is the chance in this lifetime to still bring out the very best version of that person. Yeah, there is the possibility. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but the better one than you are right now. The main point is to find something that you are not standing still where you are right now.
That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, nowhere under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
What's your life going to look like if you don't do it? What's your life going to look like if you don't go out and build what you want to build? That you have this little vision in your heart and in your mind of what your life should be like. And what are you going to feel like if you don't go do that? What are you going to feel like in a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, when you die? What are you going to be saying? Because I can promise you, bro, that dream ain't going away. That dream was placed in your heart and in your mind. It is your purpose.
So how do I do it? How do I turn my dreams into reality?
What's the first thing anyone does before they start their day? You wake up.
I would say never give up. And that widens out to whatever lens you want to put it in. I think as long as we are breathing, we have a chance, we are all eventually going to get to the finish line. I don't know, if you just attack every day with persistence and effort and, you know, follow your excitement and enthusiasm and never give up, especially through those hard times, because I'm not going to act like it's all roses and candy canes. There'll be a bunch of hard times. Just do your best, try to do the best you can, and never give up.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.